Module 5, The Power of Information.
We are talking about the power of research. I know, boring, huh? Right? No. This is not boring. This is all about finding answers to your critical questions. What are your critical questions, you might ask? Well, you probably have a lot of them, but you haven't actually been asking them. And I'll tell you that with some confidence, because you know why? I speak in schools all over the world, and over and over and over, people wait online and they talk to me and they say, I want to do this, but I don't know how to do it. And I say, well, what have you done about it? And they say, nothing. And I say, what have you researched about it? And they say, not at all. And I said, have you Googled how to be a blank? And guess how many say yes? None. I don't know how this is possible. Google is your best friend. And I always say that to people because you can Google pretty much anything. We have more access to information than any generation in history ever has had now. So there's really no excuse not to know how to do what you want to do or what's involved. Don't wait for the Career Center to tell you or your professors or your parents. If you have an idea of something that you might want to do, go research it. Figure it out. And also, don't be so black and white about it. There are all sorts of ways to kind of morph different things together and create new industries, create new fields, create new job descriptions. But if you can really master the power of research and get really comfortable getting online and digging in and finding answers, you're going to open up huge, huge opportunities for yourself. So in this section, we're going to ask you to really start to articulate your critical questions. What are the things getting in your way? What are the things you don't have answers to, but you haven't really even looked for? So let's articulate what those things are. And then we're going to send you out to go find those answers. We have a really cool little game that we're going to play with you. And then at the end, I think the goal is really to have you armed and ready to be proactive about getting rid of any of those things that you're holding on to for no reason. Let's clear the path. Let's figure out what those questions are. Let's find the right people you need to talk to, the right places you need to go for the answers, and get them so you can get where you want to go now, or at least a lot faster than you would have if you didn't ask.
When we mention research, you probably cringe. Sounds like homework, right? For most students, the term can conjure up anxiety, reminding us of all the daunting academic tasks. But when we shift the conversation to the power of information, this process of hunting and gathering feels immediately more relevant, useful, and empowering. Knowing how to access information is a very powerful skill to cultivate. Resourcefulness is also very empowering. It instills confidence in our ability to make things happen and to be well-informed. The ability to educate yourself, to explore, gather insights, uncover resources, and learn from others who have been in your shoes can make the concept of research rather fascinating. It's a big world out there. What's so exciting about that? Well, you can do just about anything you want to do when you're exposed to and informed about the different options. If you're feeling unsatisfied, uninspired, or just feeling stuck, it's even more important that you do more research so that you aren't limiting yourself. Why settle for operating from a limited perspective when there's so much more to discover? Be informed. Don't be lazy. You must be burning with curiosity about all the things that you can do with your life right about now. This concept of amassing information can really be exciting because it has the power to propel you forward, getting you where you want to go even faster. If you're not eager to explore your options, ask yourself what's going on. Why isn't your life and future exciting to you? Is that thought really acceptable to you? How can you change that? Start with a commitment to yourself to truly get on a path discovering what will make you most happy, successful, and sustainable. Even if you're struggling with challenges or feel the weight of other obligations, know that you can take care of yourself and do the things that you really want and need to do. Getting to where you want to be or discovering what you might like can be much easier than you think, provided that you ask the right questions. Become determined to find the answers that you need, and your options will open up exponentially. It's really that simple. Have you ever tried to Google something as basic as, how do I become a blank? The internet should be your biggest ally. Put it to work. I can't tell you how many times I speak to students who have a burning desire to do something, but when I ask them what they've done about it, they say nothing. I ask, have you even Googled how to do it? and most of them say no. Learning how to be resourceful is one of the best things you could ever do. Have you been taking notes? Always be ready to capture what you learn. Just think of all the things that you're missing otherwise. The more you research, the more you will find. Asking the right questions. How do I? Where can I? Who do I talk to about? What do I need to do or know to be able to? What credentials do I need to? How do I discover if I'd like to do? Asking tons of questions is so important. It's a kind of intellectual curiosity that propels you where you want to go. You answered some great questions in the Dream Big module section called What Does My Success Look Like? Some of those questions are listed here again. Revisit the questions for a few minutes when you get back online and ask yourself how you can make any of these aspirations possible. Articulate your critical questions, then do some research to gain insight and the right information should start to appear. What is the highest position you'd like to hold? What are the most common routes to get there? Who do I respect who has achieved something like this, or how did they do it? Find 3 to 5 people. Research their paths. Look at their bios for key milestones. What problems do you want to solve? Where is all the activity around this? Who's already working on it? What are the latest developments, trends, challenges, and opportunities? How can you get more involved on some level? How can you become more active and well-read on the subject? Where do you want to live, work? Have you researched what it would really be like? How you would really get there? What's involved? Who can you talk to or consult for more information? In plotting your goals, you indicated what you'd like to do or have. Now, soon, in your dreams. What do you need to do to get all that? How will you make it happen? You created a digital vision board. What do you need to do to get closer to these goals? How can you set yourself up to make these things a reality? Online, you're going to have an opportunity to pull up these questions and answers and reread them, review the work that you've done, and create some powerful next steps for moving forward. My questions. We hope that you're feeling inspired by some of these questions, and we hope even more so that you start thinking about your own critical questions that are specific to your potential and particular interests. Now come up with 5 of your own questions that are specific to your life and your dreams. As usual, we want you to stay focused on your career and the work that you can do that would make you the happiest. Online, we'll have you list those questions, but start thinking about them now. You never really know where the best insights will come from until you start looking. That's the beauty of the unknown. Embrace the unknown and open the door to adventure. Finding the best answers. By this point, you should know this about the power of information. If you can't ask the right questions, you can't get the specific answers you need to make progress. That is why we asked you to get specific about your questions. With your critical questions clearly articulated, let's address where you can find the information that's missing for you, or add depth and variety to the insight or experience you already do have. The more well-informed you are, the better, especially when it comes to your work life. In order to be resourceful and well-informed, not just now, but over your lifetime, you need to consistently consider how you're going to access the best resources. This means you need to cultivate a wide range of sources that you can tap into for information and answers, and always be searching for more. The reality is, in this day and age, you have extraordinary amounts of information available to you. Are you taking advantage of that and learning all you can? Making sure that you're fully leveraging the most obvious sources of information? Here are a few that you might not have been thinking about. People. Friends, mentors, advisors, colleagues, family, professors, social connections, even people you've just met or have yet to. News. Newspapers, magazines, blogs, trade journals, podcasts. Social media. News feeds, tweets, posts. Content posted by reputable sources. Academic sources. Libraries, journals, white papers, research. Industry organizations. Websites, newsletters, trade publications, social streams, reports, conference videos, and more. Reading Bloomberg Businessweek or Bloomberg Online is a great way to stay informed of many of the answers to the work and life questions that you have. Now look at the questions you answered earlier and think about the critical questions that you just created for yourself. Brainstorm sources that you haven't leveraged yet that could help you answer your list of critical questions. Include everything that you can think of that could be valuable. Go online and complete the activity called My Potential Resources. When you're done, share the completed worksheet to get feedback from others who can likely give you more direction and let you know about other places to look. You know those people who say to you, "Let me know if I can ever help you?" Talk to them. Get objective feedback on the activities and the ideas that you have here, even if they're a little awkward at first. Just realize that what you're doing is ensuring that you're on the best track. Talking to others about what you're thinking about and working on can give you validation or even a reality check. Either way, it's more information than you have by yourself. Consistently incorporating the experience and ideas of others into your career explorations and activities can have an exponential effect on your progress. Advice from industry pros. John Katzman, founder of the Princeton Review, 2U, and now the Noodle Companies, shares invaluable advice on navigating what can seem like an overwhelming range of career options and information. His questions will make you think deeply and evaluate your own opportunities tactically. John's experience in preparing young people for advanced education and elevated career prospects is truly unparalleled. He is also the only entrepreneur to ever take 2 companies in the education space public. Hear John's best advice on how to choose your best path by arming yourself with the power of information.
Hi, my name is John Katzman. I've founded a couple of education companies, 2 of which have gone public. I think I'm the only person who can say that. One is the Princeton Review, which I founded a long time ago and ran for many years doing test preparation and college admissions kind of work. So I did some tutoring when I was in college doing SAT prep with high school kids. And when I graduated, I thought that might be a fun business to do for 3 or 4 years and use the proceeds to start a software company or do something else. And Princeton Review started in New York, living with my folks for a year and with 20 students and then 40 and then 100 and then it kept going. And as it took off, I realized this is a lot of fun and I can push it out another year or two. And I had a rolling 3-year plan to sell it for about 20 years. I finally did. Take it public, and then I really needed to get out because it was a lot less fun than I thought it would be, and started my second company, 2U. In this case, there were now some pretty good ways of financing companies, and we could expand much more quickly. I raised actually at 2U $100 million of venture capital before taking it public. And that one I left before it went public. It's interesting, the notion of startups has evolved in all this time, and it's more of an option than it was back then because there's good money chasing after good people. I'm now on to my third startup, which is a studio, and actually incubating 3 separate companies, all known as the Noodle Companies. So I spent a lot of time thinking about how information which information is useful in what ways, especially around your career decisions. The first one is thinking about the industry that you're entering. There are industries that are growing like a weed, and you look at any sort of green energy issues, you look at education, you look at medicine and some of the changes there in the genome and the biome. Those companies, There will be great companies made with tremendous career opportunities and tremendous opportunities for learning and for growth. Whereas if you join an industry that is steady or dying, what you'll find yourself doing, unless you're the person disrupting it and killing it, you're going to find yourself just waiting for the person above you to leave or die. The opportunity to really grow in that company is going to be severely limited. The nice thing about growth industries is that people grow with the companies. If you're the kind of person who learns by reading, you're going to enjoy a big company more. They're going to kind of feed you information, feed you knowledge that you can then use later in your career. On the other hand, if you learn best by touching, a little company is going to be a lot more fun and you're going to learn a lot more because you're going to make mistakes and you're going to figure things out and you're going to end up spending the weekend or, you know, working all night because of some mistake you made. But it's going to be a lot more gratifying. So you got to look into yourself to see which kind of company might be more fun. The number of people who apply for a job knowing nothing about your company, it's overwhelming. And so the most attractive thing for an employer is that you understand his or her problem and that you have thought through how you might be part of the solution. So every industry has a language, an idiom unto itself. And even in education, the way higher ed people speak about their faculty and their professors and the curriculum are completely different from the way that K-12 educators speak about it. Your understanding of the industry, just showing up at conferences or doing informational interviews, doing internships, gives you a credibility that's hard to overestimate. Just the feeling that you're one of us, that you know what we're talking about, is a big deal. Twice in my career, I got a letter from somebody, you know, and the CV was attached, but nobody really reads CVs or LinkedIn profiles. Both times it was a letter from somebody who had really studied my company, who really understood what we were doing and the problems we probably faced, and wrote beautifully about, here's what you need, here's why I could really help you, and here's why I would love to be working with you. In both cases, I hired the person pretty much sight unseen. I brought them to New York and we sat down over lunch, but I knew I was gonna hire them, and I did, and in both cases, they were awesome. There are millions of opportunities for somebody who's smart and ambitious and creative and curious, as I know you are, and whatever one you follow, just keep in mind, if it's the wrong one, if you've made the wrong choice, you can unmake it and do something else. And the sooner you get out of there, the better. And if it's the right choice, just immerse, just go for it. Whichever you do, I wish you the best of luck.
Ready, set, research. Questions are more fun to ask when you actually get to discover the answers. So it sounds basic, but it's insane how often we don't research information we're curious about or avoid investigating issues or opportunities that could have a profound effect on our lives. Let's take this a step further. Take the time now to get answers to your biggest questions. Pick one industry or function from all of your brainstorming on an area of opportunity that you'd like to learn more information about. We're going to have you dive deep into online research about that for about 15 minutes, which is really nothing compared to the time you should be spending researching opportunities for yourself, but this is a starting point, just a teaser. Number one, choose an industry or function to research. Focus on one of great interest to you that you still have a lot to learn about. Two, turn your phone to do not disturb or silent. Set a timer for 15 minutes. 3. Enter the name of the industry or function that you choose into a search engine. Your goal is to find options, pathways, insights, and new ways to describe work that you might like to do. 4. Hit go on the timer. Skim through the information you find and keep clicking on links as you discover details of interest. This should be quick and lead you to new pages, new angles, and insights about your industry or function. 5. Take notes, now and always. 6. When the timer is up, stop and reflect on what you discovered. Compose a one-page report about what you learned that could be useful to your career as you explore your options. Use as much detail, facts, figures, trends, and references as you can. Build a case for why this path might or might not be a good one for you to pursue, because sometimes learning what you don't want to pursue is just as valuable. 7. Imagine that your next step is sharing what you found with a top person in your field who has offered to give you some advice about your best options. How can you show them quickly that you're not wasting their time and that you've done some research to talk about your possibilities with substance and context? Keep this in mind as you write your paper. Frame your narrative like that. Consider sharing it with advisors and mentors. 8. Upload it as a Word document, Google Doc, or PDF. upload your assignment using the controls that you'll find online. Your options are only as limited as your imagination and your exposure to what's out there. Summary. It's so important for you to be well-informed. Not only is knowledge power, but it's also something that no one can ever take away from you. You could lose your job, your house, or even people, but if you're intelligent and resourceful, you can always pick yourself right back up. The power of information reminds us to all be informed and not be lazy. We are so lucky to live during a time when so much information is literally at the tip of your fingers, on a keyboard or a mobile device. Here you're taught some of the best practices for being a great researcher, and you're taught how to ask the right questions so that you receive the specific answers that you're seeking. We hope this is a skill that you continue to cultivate for the rest of your life and never, ever stop learning.